Okay, today's daf is Erevin, daf Beis, as we have the schus of starting another Masechta, a Masechta that sometimes people say they're afraid of, but there shouldn't be any part of Torah that one is afraid of, and Baruch Hashem, we get to sink our teeth today into Masechta's Erevin. The some Achronim note, Aruch Lanier quotes this in his Akdama to Masechta's Nida, quoted this a number of times, that the Pasuk says in Zechariah that Mashiach is going to come, Ani v'rochev al hachamor, poor and riding on a donkey. Right, so every word in that phrase is discussed by the Achronim. What's the message of poor? What's the message of a donkey and not a black stallion, which is a much more glamorous horse? What's Rochev? But we're going to focus on Ani, says the Zohar. Ani could stand for three Masechtas. Masechtas Ani, Erevin, Nida, and Yevamos. When Klal Yisrael, our Oskim, in these Masechtas, which sometimes are by the wayside, sometimes are Mace Mitzvahs, as they're called, and nobody's Oskim in them. So, but when people start being Oskim in them, so then Mashiach, Bez Hashem, is going to come. So Bez Hashem, you know, Erev, Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, Masechtas Erevin, so we're trying to do our best to bring the Geula. Okay, let's get to a couple of introductory points. We discussed a lot of these ideas back in Masechta Shabbos, but let's mention a few as well. The Gemara says in Shabbos on the Vav, the Gemara there brings the Braisa that discusses the Dalid Rishuyos of Shabbos. Got to break out the Chilek Dalid of the Mishnah Berurah for the next couple of months. Baruch Hashem, that's the main sefer that we're going to be using. So the Shulchan Aruch there quotes the Braisa in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, describing the four Rishuyos that we have in Halacha for Shabbos. First, we have Rishus HaRabim, and the Shulchan Aruch goes through how you define each one. Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, Makom Patur, and Carmelis. So what are those four? Says the Shulchan Aruch discusses Rishus HaYachid first. Ezer Rishus HaYachid, Makom Hamukaf Mechitzos Gavos Asarat Fachim. I'm reading in Shin Memhei, the first simon in the fourth chelik of the Mishnah Berurah. Makom, that is surrounded by walls, 10 tefachim high, and that could be either actual walls, or it could be 10 tefachim deep in the ground. Either way, 10 tefachim high, the yeshbar, arba'at tefachim, or arba'at tefachim, or yoser, and the area, the width, is at least 4x4 tefachim. Or, that he says, v'chein charitza, moka, sor, v'rachim, arba'al, arba'at. Either way, 4 tefachim across, and 10 tefachim wide, so that is a rishos ha-yachid. Or it could be even a mountain that has a slope, a very steep slope, that is 10 tefachim high, as we will talk about. But all of that is a Rishus HaYachid. We spoke about, towards the middle of Masechta Shabbos, a fascinating halacha, that if you have a wall that makes something a Rishus HaYachid, it could be that on top of that wall is itself considered a Rishus HaYachid. Because it made something else a Rishus HaYachid, so Kavach Homer, it should make itself a Rishus HaYachid. So there might be one or two exceptions to the fact that it's not Dalad al Dalad wide, but either way, that's the general rule. 10 tefachim high, wall surrounding it, 10 tefachim, and 4x4 surround. Good, and then the Shulchan Aruch talks about Churim Rishus HaYachid, little airspaces that are next to it, v'chul. Then we have Rishus HaRabim. So what is the definition of a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, says the Shulchan Aruch? Rechovos u'shvakim ha'rechavim tezayin amah. Streets that are 16 amos wide. Where does that come from? The midbar. The enam akurim. No roofs. Can't have a roof on the area. If you have a very wide area, a very large area, but it's roofed, so that the Gemara says it's not dum yuladigle midbar. It's not similar to what it was like in the desert. And therefore, that is also excluded. Ve'ena makurim, ve'en lahem choma. There's no walls around it. If you yesh lahem choma, and even if they have a choma, imhei mefulashim misha'ar l'sha'ar, havei rishus harabim. If it's open from side to side, that's still a rishus harabim. That's a machlokas tanoim, but we paska that is also a rishus harabim. But then the Shulchan Aruch adds in the controversial line, which comes up on Daf Vav. That's what we'll get to in 5 days from now. And that is there another requirement of Rishus HaRabim? So in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Vav, the Braisa, it mentions no other requirements, which is a major raya like the Rishonim, and let's say there is no other requirement. But Rashi, we'll see on Daf Vav here, and the Baha quoted in Tosfos say, 600,000 Jews. People, I should say. 600,000 people. If 600,000 people are, you need that to be considered a Rishus HaRabim. Does that mean 600,000 people live there? Does it mean 600,000 people pass down that street every day? That's a discussion. But either way, that's a major kula. If you require 600,000, so then many places, even though it has all of the other requirements for Rishus HaRabim, wouldn't be. So it's a also not 100% clear what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Simple reading of this Shulchan Aruch is that he says you don't need it because he quotes Stama, whatever Shulchan Rabbim is, and then says V'yesh Omrim Shakol She'ein Shishim Ribo Ofrim Bo B'chol Yom Ein Over Shulchan Rabbim. So this is a discussion that we were going to have on Daf Vav again. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes here that Chipasti B'chol Rishonim Omdim B'shita Zu V'lo Nizkar B'Devreim Tzad Isaiah. I didn't find this in many Rishonim. And then you look at the Bir Halacha and he says he quotes Rishonim Lakan Lakan, but he assumes that it is a minority psak if somebody needs to rely on this. And the Aruch HaShulchan quotes that in Europe some of them some communities relied on this to reconsider certain places not a Rishos HaRabim De'o Raisa because they don't have 600,000. Okay, but maybe we'll talk about some of the Lamais and Shuvas that have come up. Why is it important to know what's a Rishos HaRabim and what's a Rishos HaYachid, Da'oraisa? Because what we call an Erev, which are Tsuros HaPesach, Tsuros HaPsachim, and of the plural, but we have Kanamikan al Gabehan, where we have two poles with a string on top, which surrounds an area, we could only do that to enclose a Rishos HaYachid, Da'oraisa. Or a Carmelit, as we'll get to soon. If something is a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, one cannot enclose that with Tzuros HaPesach. And therefore, any town that has an Erev, the assumption of building the Erev is that it is not a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. That's why it's crucial to know what is a Rishus HaRabim. If it is a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, then you need walls. Right, the Tzuros HaPesach is not good enough. As we'll see, throughout the Masechta, different details of that halacha. That's number two. Then you have A third idea. What's the third idea? Makom Ptur. What is a Makom Ptur? Says the Shulchan Aruch. If there is an area, most poskim hold in Rishus HaRabim. Hard to have a Makom Ptur in Rishus HaYachid, but let's say in Rishus HaRabim, that doesn't fit the requirements of the previous definitions. Let's say it's a very small area. A fire hydrant is a makom patur, right? Used to have like the newspaper machines where you could open up the thing and get a newspaper. That's a makom patur in the middle of the street. It's not, it doesn't fit the requirements of a Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't have it's not 16 amos wide. It doesn't have all the other requirements. But it's also not its own Rishus. Like if you have a high pillar in Rishus HaRabim that is 10 tzvachim high and 4 tzvachim wide, that would be a Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim. But if it doesn't fit the other requirements, that would be a Makom Ptur, which comes up, we spoke about this in Masechet Shabbos, relating to if I am walking in the street and I realize that it's in my pocket, the best thing would try to be to deposit it on a Makom Ptur. Good. That's what the Shulchan Aruch talks about in the next simanim. And then the fourth category is a Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim D'Rabbanan, which is also called a Carmelis. The first parak in Shabbos, the Rishonim discuss what does that word come from. But either way, the Carmelis is an area which is semi-public. It's not totally private, but it's semi-public. And that is treated rabbinically as a Rishus HaRabim, and that's what we're going to talk about at the beginning of our Masechta today. Says the Shulchan Aruch, just one example, Vimo Gavoa Shlosha, Mishlosha Vatisha Velo Tisha Bechlal, Imurachav Arba Arba, Have Carmelis. Vimeirachav Arba Arba, Vimakom Tur. It can be 4x4, but only the walls are between 3 and 9 Tvachim. Right, if it's not 4x4, then it's a Makom Ptur. But if it's 4x4 across, but the walls do not fit the requirements, that would be a Carmelis, as we'll see other Carmelios in the Gemara. Okay, so this is some of the issues to remember. There are a number of picture svarim that are very good. The one I'm going to be using is called Hamar Hamavur. It was out for the last cycle. Put out by Ma'oros Hadaf Hayomi. It's a beautiful colored pictures. Hamar Hamavur, very recommended. If one wants to get a picture book for Masechet Erevin. And then you have the Pirush Chai, which has been around for decades. But Hamar HaMavur is the one with the picture books. Okay, that is a couple of issues related to the introduction to the entire Masechta, and now we get to our Masechta itself. Here we go. Mavui, Shehu Gavor Lamala Me'asher Mama. What is a mavui? A mavui is an alleyway. In the days of old, the way that Talmudic cities were made, and if you go to certain archaeological finds, if you go to Susia, which is one of the oldest shuls that they have found in history, go to Susia, they have mamish, they have uncovered archaeologically, they have the mavuis. They have the houses going into the yards, and there are yards going into alleyways. That's how it was in the days of old, and that's what's described here. So if somebody has that type of situation, houses going into yards, so on a daraisa level, one needs nothing, because that yard is surrounded by four walls, and it's a rishus hayachid, daraisa. But Chazal said, well, it's kind of public. A lot of people are able to use this yard. So it could be confusing between the yard and the street, considering this is a public area. So that is why you need an Eruv Chatzeros in that yard. You need Eruv Chatzeros in that yard in order to, what is it, Eruv Chatzeros? We'll talk about it again later in the Masechta. Everybody takes a, contributes to a challah. You put the challah in one of the houses. So they're like one big happy family, and therefore that will remind them that this is not like a street. The same idea is yards going into an alleyway. And the alleyway is also all the people in the yards could use the alleyway. So it is semi-public. So even though on a daraisa level it is a rishus hayachid, according to Rov Rishonim, we're assuming we're talking about what's called a mavui sasum. A mavui sasum is an alleyway that is a dead end. It's surrounded by walls on three sides. It's open to the street on one side, but three sides it's surrounded. So that midaraisa, according to Rov Rishonim, three walls is a rishus hayachid. So in that case, so that is a rishus harabim derabanan. So Chazal said, you have to, again, come together and make yourself one big happy family. So instead of an Erev Chatzeros, which is houses into yards, we make a shituf mavaos. We make a combination of parties in the mavui. We put a barrel of wine into one of the chatzeros, and that combines. But also, one requires to have something physical at the edge of the alleyway by the street to remind people that this is the street. And even though this is a private area that you could carry in, but remember, this is the street, you need some type of hecker. So the Mishnah is going to say later on that you have a choice. It's a good question why the Mishnah starts off here, but we don't have the Mishnah later on, which we're going to have what one is allowed to put. One is allowed to put a lechi or a korah, according to what we paskin. Either a horizontal beam or a vertical pole. Right, one of the two, at the edge of the mavui, so that people remember that they're not allowed to go out. The Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph of Abayis quotes, Machlokas Mishamei Beis Hillel, whether you need both, whether you need either or, we pass like Beis Hillel, O Lechi, O Korah, either or. The question that our Mishnah is dealing with is, how high is the Korah, the horizontal beam, allowed to be? How high is it allowed to be? That's the question. So says the Mishnah, Mavi Shugavola Malam Asram Amma Yima 8. If it's above 20 Amos, one has to bring it down. Above 20 Amos, it's too high. Why? We'll talk about. Well, what's the purpose? Is it to create a hecker to remind people? So then we know. Right, many are familiar with that Bezin Sukkah, even if they're not familiar with that Bezin Erevin. That Bezin Sukkah, the Schach can't be 20 Amos high, but above 20 Amos, because it is Lo Shalta Ba'ina. Then you don't see it. So too here, it could be that that's the reason the Tanakhama says that you have to lower it. And we will talk about this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Tzarech. Rabbi Yehuda says that, no, you don't have to lower it. The same Rabbi Yehuda back in Masechta Sukkah that says you don't have to lower it either. The Tav Tosfos asks why our Mishnah didn't start off with a Mishnah later on. Hikshar Harimi Orleans. Tahavile Lashmi Inan. Hikshar Mavi Bereisha. First tell me how to make a Mavi kosher. And then tell me the problems with making a kosher. So why is that? So it says the Sfas Emes, right here. You gotta have the Sfas Emes on all the sechtas in Seder Moed. Says the Sfas Emes, V'yefsha Lomar, maybe it's connected to the end of Meseches Shabbos. To what we say in the last Mishnah there. Modedin v'koshrim b'Shabbos l'tzarech mitzvah. Imkein efshar nami d'rashay b'Shabbos l'ma'it ha'kora. Kima te'enu elam isha makira mutar shapa l'tzarech mitzvah. Just like we had at Tzarech Mitzvah there, you're allowed to work out roof issues about being modeid and kosher, so too maybe this is connecting to that. Okay, one idea that the Sfas Emes has. Either way, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had his other reasons. So we have a machlokes about the height of the korah at the edge of the mavui. I mentioned mention one more shita that Rov Rishon. We're talking about a case of a mavui sasum, three walls, and Rov Rishonim assume that is rishus hayachid daraisa. The one shita that is somewhat unclear about that is the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say that is not a rishus hayachid daraisa. The Rambam seems to say that you need four walls. If you look in the Rambam, two Rambams. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Dalet of Hilchos Shabbos, v'chom achein makom shehu mukaf arba mechitzos. Gofon asaru benen arbal arbal yeser alkein. That is a rishus hayachid. Rabbi Dafka says four walls. That's the Rambam. Why doesn't he say even three walls? Rav Rishonim say even three walls is a rishus hayachid. So that Rambam sounds like you need four walls on a daraisa level. On three walls, what would that be? That might be a malkum tour. Wouldn't be, might not be a rishus Rambam, but it might, that wouldn't be a rishus hayachid. And that's what the Rambam also says. How do you, in our halacha, how do you make a mavuis? Hech matirin mavui hasasum, osin lo beruach revias lechi yechad, or osa lof kora vadayo, vetechashev osa kora osa lechi kilu sasam ruach revias, veyayase rishas ayachin. And it becomes a rishas ayachin. Becomes a rishas ayachin? Is that just practically, or even on a daraisa level? Because it's not a rishas ayachin yet. Vishadin Torah, bishalosh mechitzos bilvad, mutter letaltel. Umidivre sofrim hi haruach revias. So you gotta be metaltel on there. It doesn't mean it's a rishas ayachin. Right, so that's the Rambam here. Not 100% clear what he means. If there are, does he require four walls or even three walls? Is a not fully a rishus hayachid. Okay, we'll get back to that machlokas later in the Masechta. We continue. V'harachav me'aser amos. That was the height. What about the width of the area of the doorway that goes from mavui to street? V'harachav me'aser amos yima'eit. And if somebody has, if there's a width of more than 10 amos, which is between 15 and 20 feet, an ama is between, right, to 1.5 and 2 feet. So if somebody, if there is a Pesach that is more than 10 amos, you have to make that smaller. As we'll see, 10 amos and smaller can be considered a doorway. Considered a Pesach. More than that is called a pirtza. It's just a break in the wall. And therefore, one would not be allowed to use that as a Pesach. V'yim yesh lo tzuras ha-Pesach, but the Mishnah says, if there is a tzuras ha-Pesach, what's a tzuras ha-Pesach? We'll have on Daf Yud Aleph, in about a week and a half. Tzuras ha-Pesach means you have two vertical poles with a horizontal pole, kani mikan, v'kani mikan, v'kani al gabehen, that's the Lashon Yud. If there's a tzuras ha-Pesach at the edge, af al pi shu racha me'aser amos, even if it's wider than 10 amos, ein tzarach l'ma'et. One does not have to be m'ma'et in that regard. Good. So this is specifically regarding a mavui. The Ramah says in Shin Samach Gimel that Bizman Hazeh, all of our mavuis, we just use Suras HaPesachs. We don't do lech. We might not have this structure anymore with chasers going into mavuis v'chulu. But if we would, the Ramah must have had it 500 years ago. So the Ramah says in Shin Samach Gimel, V'yesh Omrim, D'no'agin O'idna L'sakin Kala Mava'os B'tzuras HaPesach. That's what we use. We don't use Mavis or Lechis or Koris. The Kala Mava'os Shalonu Yesh Lem Din Chatzeros V'hamina G'apashet V'bedinos Elu L'saknan Al Yidei Chevel HaKosher L'rochbo Shal HaMavui. And our Minog says the Ramah is any of our areas which we have to enclose, we use a string on top. Right, even though the Mishnah talks about, you know, poles and horizontal beams, but says the Rama, our minhag use a string. We're not relying on, our Mishnah says, Rami can use a lechi or a kora or a tzuras ha-pesach. So our string, as we'll see, there are certain requirements for strength for a kora. So strings don't have that. So what we use is based on Tzuras HaPesach. That's what we use for our Irvin. V'lo mahani el mitam Tzuras HaPesach. T'mahani l'mala afilu begemi. Even a little rubber, a reed, a little natural reed. So that's what the Ramah says. So that's what we use. Bizman hazeh, we use Tzuras HaPesach. There's a lumdus question. Is a Tzuras HaPesach midin mechitza? Like the Rashba has a lashon like that, or is it just we didn't hecker? That itself is something that we'll have to come back to as well. But again, that is in terms of all of our Erevin we use Suras HaPesach. Is there a requirement? No, but as the Mishnah says, there is no distance requirement. Right, even if it's a string, if it's Suras HaPesach, that's what our Mishnah says Beferish. Why could there be very wide areas between the two poles of our Erevs? Right here. Because if it's focused on a Pesach versus a Pirtza, that you have a problem here. But the Mishnah says Beferish. The Gemara is going to discuss it. But the Mishnah says Beferish. If it's a Tzuras HaPesach, so then even if it's wider than 10 Amos, one does not have to be Mamait. Good. Says the Gemara Tanan Hasam. Says the Mishnah. In Sukkah. Sukkah, Shikavola Malam Yasrim Amma, Psula, Rebu the Machshir. The first Mishnah Masechah Sukkah. Similar, right? The Gemara says, three places, we have 20 Amos height. Sukkah, Mavui, and Neiris Chanukah. Those are the three limitations of 20 Amos. So this is the one that many times we don't learn. So Baruch Hashem, we have the schuss of learning about the Mavui today. So you have the Mishnah in Sukkah. The problem is, ask the Gemara, a linguistic problem. Maishna gabi Sukkah da tani psula, the gabi Mavui tani takanta. Why by Sukkah does it describe it's a problem? Psula. And our Mishnah tells you what to do. Yema'it. Lower it. Right? Why isn't there parallelism? Right? One says, describes the psula, and the other one says what you should do about it. So the Gemara answers first, two answers. Number one, Sukkah de oraisa tani psula. Mavui de rabbanon tani takanta. Sukkah is de oraisa, so it says pasul. Mavui is de rabbanon, it says takanta. What does that mean? Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says, a de oraisa idea, this halach has been around for centuries. Psula, this has been pasul forever and ever. That's what psula means. Yema'it, if the rabbis make something up, they're not just going to describe a situation because it's a new situation that they're saying. So that's why they just tell you what to do. So Sukkah is a Daraisa issue. Mavui is a Darabanan issue. And that is why, says, that's the difference, says Rashi and Tosas. Rashi says Sukkah, Psula means it's been around for a while, and they're describing the halacha that has been around. Yema'it means they're telling you exactly right now. They're telling you what is done to make it kosher. That's Rashi. Tosfos does not like that pshat. Tosfos gives another pshat. Tosfos says, psula sounds like a hardcore halacha that's ma'akev even bidi eved. Right? You have a din d'oraisa, psula, it's puzzle. Right? Lower it sounds like, if you can, lower it, but you know what? Don't worry about it. It's not so bad. So that's why psula by a d'oraisa, because you should know this is very serious. Yema'it sounds like you might get it confused that it's only a chachila. So what's the worst that's going to happen? Okay, you'll violate an issa d'rabanan. So, it's bad, but it's not as bad. That is Tosfos. But I heard years ago, I mentioned this back in Sukkah, beautiful Pasha Pshat explanation from Rav Shechter based on the Nesivos. The Nesivos on a Rambam. We've quoted this before. The Rambam says that if I buy it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, if I sell you a non-kosher piece of meat and you pay for it, what's the halacha? Is it a mekach tos? Right, do you have to pay me, do I have to give you your money back? So if the meat is not eaten yet, then sure, you give back the meat, and then I pay you back. What if you ate the meat already? What if you ate the meat already? I sold you non-kosher meat, and you paid for it, and you ate it. So says the Rambam, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, it depends whether it was treif d'oraisa or treif d'rabbanan. If it was treif d'oraisa, that's a mekach tos, and I have to pay you back, even if you ate it already. If it's treif d'rabbanan, then you don't need to pay him back. What's the difference? Treif is treif. So the Nesivos explains, if you do an Isser D'Rabbanan B'Shogeg, ain't Sarah Kapara. You don't need to be, you have to do tshuva for that. Why? So the Achronim expands on the Nesivos, the Meshech Chachmin, Parsha Shoftim discusses this beautifully. Again, not everybody agrees to this, but it's a beautiful explanation. By Yisurei D'Araisa, they are Yisurei Chefza. They are Yisurim on the object. Hashem said, these molecules are possible for my neshama. He says, this object is treif. So therefore, if I ate it, even bishogeg, I need tshuva for that. I violated the word of God. I ate something that was treif. Bechefsa, in the object. And that's why, even if you ate it, I have to pay you back, because you did something wrong. And it's a mekatos. But by an issa drabanan, explains the Nesivos, you don't need tshuva, bishogeg. Why not? Because the ikar by the drabanans are not focused on the objects. What? The rabbanan have the power to make molecules poison? Hashem didn't say it was poison. How could they say it was poison? No, they could regulate your behavior, though. They could create isurei gavra. They could say you shouldn't do something so that you don't come to an issa daraisa. But they could regulate behavior. So it's an isur gavra, says the Nesivos, about isurei drabanan. And therefore, if you ate a bishogeg, what did you do wrong? You didn't do anything wrong. I mean, it's not best to, but you didn't do anything wrong, because the issue by Isser and Rabbanan are the Maisa Mered. Part of the Isser is not listening to the rabbis. Here you didn't not listen to the rabbis, because it was all b'shogeg. Right, the Meshech Chachmin, Parsha Shoftim, gives the mashal of Morid B'Malchus. Morid B'Malchus, the king wants to build a highway through Reuven's backyard. And Reuven says, tough, I'm not moving. And the king says, no, I need to. For the good of the country, I need to build it through your backyard. And he says, no, I'm not going to. He says, I command you to move off the property, or else I'm going to have to take the law into my own hands. And he says, no, he's more than Malchus, he's Chayim Misa. Learned that from a pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua, in Perek Aleph. More than Malchus, Kol Yisrael Yamar Espicha. Says the Meshech Chachma, does God really care about this highway going through your backyard? Hashem doesn't really care about it. What's the ik? Why is he chayav misa? Is it what's the ikker part of that halacha? The content of the law? No, no. It could be in a week from now that the next king is going to change the law, right? Just like the dinim drabanan might change over time if you have a greater bezdin, b'chachmo v'minyan. But the point is listening to the king. So too here. So not every Rishon agrees to that, but that's what many Achronim suggest, that Isurei Daraisa are Isurei Chefsa, and Isurei Darabanan are Isurei Gavra. So with that background, Rav Shekel said, beautiful, read the Gemara. Sukkah Daraisa Tani Psula, focused on the Chefsa. Mavli Darabanan Tani Takanta, right, because that's focused on the Gavra, what you should do. Okay, that's a Ha'ara. Okay, that's the first answer though. Rashi, Tosfos, and based on the Nesivos. We continue. V'ibayisema. Another answer though. Daraisa nami tani takanta. Really, it could have said the takana relating to the daraisa too. Ella, this is the issue. Sukkah, the nefishin mile, pasik v'tani psula. By sukkah, there are many different halachas in that Mishnah. How high the schach have to be, and you need more shade than sun. There are a couple of halachas. What? So you're going to go through and tell me how to fix each one of those? It's too long. Right, Rabbi Yudavis needs to be quick. Right, Nefisha Mile, so Pasuk Matani Psula, just goes through and it tells you, Pasul. Mavuj, Lo Nefisha Mile, now our Mishnah is just telling you one halacha. So Tani Takanta, so therefore it's able to say Takanta. It's able to say Takanta. Right, and Rashi here quotes the end of the last couple of skinny lines. The Gemara at the beginning of Psachim, that talks about Yishan La'olam, Yishan Adam L'Talmido Derach Kitzara. Person should always try to be, right, quick and to the point, right? Sometimes, kol hamosif goreya. A Rebbe always has to know. A teacher always has to know exactly to get to the point and what are good, excursions in the shiur and what are, you know, excursions that are just going to confuse. Rav Sternbach writes in the Hagdama, he has one page Hagdama to Chuvas van Hagas, so he writes there, you know, my Chuvas aren't going to be so long, right? And they're not. And they're very easy to read. Because he says, Rabim ohavim hakitzur. He says, right, sometimes when we open up, we have Chalishas Adas, when we open up certain Shuvasvarim and we see six Anafim, we're like, forget it, I'm not even starting, right? But you see a short Shuva, okay, I'll do it. That's what, that's human nature. Okay, period. So now we know why the linguistic prop, period. Amar, Rav Yehuda, Rav. So now we get into some meat. So Rav says, Chachamim lo limdua elami pisco shal heichol, Rav Yehuda lo limdua, where do they get the 20 and the 40 amos from in terms of the height? So Rav says the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda both learned it from the Beis Hamikdash or from the Mishkan, So the Chachamim learned it from the doorway of the Heichal. As we know, if you go from west to east in the Kodesh, so you start off with the Kodesh Kadashim in the west. Next to the Kodesh Kadashim, to the east of the Kodesh Kadashim is the Heichal with the Menorah, Shulchan, and Mizbech HaKetores in it. And then east of that is an antechamber, an anteroom called the Ulam. The Ulam was wider and taller than the Heichal itself. So the machlokas is, from which Pesach do we compare? Did Chazal say, this is the halacha of a Pesach, and this is the height that it has to be? This is a din d'rabbanan, learned out ke'en d'araisa. We need to know, what's the status of a Pesach? What's the height of a Pesach? So you learn it from the Heichal or from the Ulam? That is the question. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Midos, Pisla shal Heichal gavoa eser ma'ama v'rachbo eser amos, the doorway of the Heichal was 20 amos high and 10 amos wide. Vishal Ulam was double that. Gavo arba'im ama v'rachbo eser amos. Right, so the question is, where do you learn it from? Which one of these has the status of a Pesach? V'shnei mikra d'achadarshu, and they both learned it from the same Pasuk. The Pasuk says, by the carbon shlamim, I think. V'shachdu Pesach ohel moed. One must shech the shlamim by the doorway of the ohel moed. What is the ohel moed being referred to? The Rabbanan savri kedushas heichal lachud, v'kedushas ulam lachud. The Rabbanan hold that there's two separate kedushos. There's a higher, just like there's a higher kedusha to the Kodesh Kadashim, there's a higher kedusha to the Heichal, and then to the Ulam. It's all three different levels of kedusha. And therefore, when it says Pesach, Ohel Moed is referring to the Heichal. Because it's not referring to the Ulam. That's a separate kedusha. The Chiksiv Pesach, Ohel Moed, a Heichal Ksiv. That's the Rabbanan. For Rabbi Yehuda Savar, no. Heichal, the Ulam, kedusha, achasi. The Ulam and the Heichal have the same kedusha. V'chik siv Pesach Olam Oed. And Pesach Olam Oed, that's one unit. the Ulam and the Heichal. It's referring to the Pesach of the Ulam, which is also the Pesach of the Heichal. And therefore, 40 Amos up is what one has. This is the Shita of Rav. The Rishonim, the Ritva here, says that Rav is suggesting that the Korah that is put up is Midin Pesach, not Midin Heker. We're going to have more of this on the of the coming Dafim. But the fact that Rav is learning it out from doorways, it's clear that he's saying that this horizontal beam at the end of your Mavu is not just there to help you remember. Because if it's 40 Amos up, it's not going to help you remember anything. But if it's Midin Pesach, Midin Mechitza, it's as if that creates a wall. That's a Pesach. And you put a horizontal beam there, it shoots down, and that is what it seems to be Shitas Rav is to explain what the idea on a Durabana level is of the Korah. Right? It's Midin Pesach and not Midin Heker. And Rabbi Yehuda, so far, according to this Pashas, we're going to talk about that on Amud Beis, but Rabbi Yehuda will Pashas pass over 40, right? Because if you learned it from Pesach. Good. Then, one more point. And then we'll, and that is the Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, it's quoted in a number of places, that here we have Ohel Moed, it's not 100% clear what it means. We have parallels to that. It says three times in the Torah, more than that, but at least three times in the Torah, the phrase Lifnei Hashem. So also there, Lifnei Hashem means three different things in the Torah. Right, sometimes it uses Lifnei Hashem to say you should eat Maaser Sheni Lifnei Hashem. Where you allowed to eat Maaser Sheni? In all Yerushalayim. Sometimes it says Lifnei Hashem regarding Shechitas Karbanos. So that's Lifnei Hashem. It has to be in the Azara. That's a Lifnei Hashem. Right? Yeah, and then sometimes you have Lifnei Hashem that is referring to Harabayas. If you want to look in Be'ikvei Atzon, on page Kuf Zayin, he quotes this from Rev Soloveitchik. Right? It talks about Matzido Kamapamim Petorah, Veshachal as a Ben Abaka Lifnei Hashem, Vekoy Dafka Azara, Dinya Lifnei Hashem, Kavanaso Bemikdash, Shu Beis Hashem, Vegimel Chalokim, I'm sorry, I skipped the part. The Matzido Petorah Lashon Lifnei Hashem, Vegimel Mashmoyos, Tlufamim Koya Kol Ha'ir Yushalayim, Kidich Siv, Vyachadal Hashem Lifnei Hashem, Lokecha, Meiser Dagoncha Vechulu, Meiser Sheni, Vekashim Kalam, Meiser Sheni, eaten there. Ulfamim call ya harabayas. When it talks about Bachatotros Vakol Shofar, Hariu Lifnei Melech Hashem. And they did that on Harabayas. And then we have Lifnei Hashem referring to Shechitas Karbanos, which is in the Azara. So you have the same phrase in the Torah that refers to different things. So here too, Ohel Moed. It's Machlokas. What does Ohel Moed mean? Is it including the Ulam or is it only including the Heichal inside? Good. So that is all suggestion number one to explain based on Rav. Or Rabbi Yehuda also distinguishes between the duk dushos. What's the difference here? What's the reason here? Rabbi Yehuda dechsiv el Pesach ulam habayis. He has another pasuk that says Pesach ulam habayis. Tosas points out there's no such pasuk. Right, it's a similar idea in Yecheskel, but there's no word Tosfos says, it's as if it says it. Tosfos says, sometimes the Gemara does that. It takes two psukim together and creates their own pasuk. You have that sometimes. But there's a pasuk by, by Meister Sheni, Kesef, a couple of times you have this. Either way, Tosfos said this is an example. V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan, interestingly, are medayik, Ihavi kasaf el pesach ulam kidaka amrit. Doesn't say anything. But if it would have said el pesach ulam, fine. Hashad dechsiv el pesach ulam habayis, habayis hapasuach l'ulam. That's how you would interpret it. It's the bayis that's open to the ulam from inside, which is the door of the heichal. Okay, either way, it's based on psukim and not based on svara. So now the Gemara says, 1 minute. How do you learn this whole idea? V'hokki ksiv hai b'mishkan ksiv. These psukim of that we were just referring to, Vishatu Pesach HaMoed, that's in the Torah. No Beis HaMikdash yet, that's by the Mishkan. How can you compare? Says the Gemara, Mishkan de'ikri Mikdash Ashkechan. Mishkan de'ikri Mikdash, u'mikdash de'ikri Mishkan. Now we find each one has the other name related to it as well. The Mishkan is called the Mikdash, the Mikdash is called the Mishkan. We find that. Tosas points out, is there an Afkamina? Tosas is an Afkamina, right across from where we are. She'enu Doches HaShabbos. Just like we know that Binyan HaMishkan wasn't Docha Shabbos, yesterday's Parsha, we know Binyan Mikdash is not Docha Shabbos. From this fact, that Mishkan and Mikdash are interchangeable. And also, Shleikonis Adam Shamba Avak Sha'al Raglov. Right, you can't go in with dirt on your feet. Right, the rules that we know by one, we apply by the other. So there are nafkaminas related to this. The Shemi Shmuel says, Mishkan is from the Lashon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Shochein Shechina, Mitzad Hashem. Mikdash, we are Makadesh, the area. So Mishkan and Mikdash is about Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming together. right? V'asu li mikdash, make for me a mikdash, Klal Yisrael. You're the ones that are makadesh it. I rest my presence here. I'm shochein, I'm mishkan, and you're mikdash. It's the Shemi Shmuel. Beautiful. That's the agadah for the day. Okay, in the Erevin, we got to take what we could get. So says the there is, but not so often. Says the Gemara, Dilote Machi, we know each one is used to call by the other one. Dilote Machi, because if you don't say this, that there we learn halachas from each one to the other. Hadam Rav Yudam Shmuel. Shmuel says, Shlamim, Sheshachtan called him Psichas Zelasos. What if I shechtan carbon Shlamim in the Azara, but before I open the doors to the Heichal? Psulin, that's possible. The doors have to be open. Shene Emar. Vishakatu Pesach Oal Moed. Bizman Sheh Pesuchim Lo Bizman Sheh Ne'ulim. And you see, that's learned out to Beis HaMikdash, but the Pasuk is by Mishkan. So you see, it must be that we could use them interchangeably. So, Tosfos. Every Tosfos here is jam-packed. The bottom Tosfos. Tosfos says, you need a special Pasuk to teach me that if you shech the Shlamim when the doors are closed, there's another halacha. You're not allowed to shecht any carbon before the carbon tamid. That's called the aseid ashlama. The carbon tamid has to be the first and last carbon every single day, with one exception: carbon Pesach. Right? So we're in the almost shvuayim lefnei achag, but the carbon Pesach is the only one that's shechted after on erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is shlechted after the carbon tamid. It's the only one, but everything else is in between. So he asks us, what do you need a separate makor to tell me that the shlamim needs the doors open? Right? Just the halacha is it can't be after the Karban Tamid. The Karban Tamid has it. So it's the Torah. Typically, the Nishkotu Kodon Tamid Shal Shachar. The Chulu. And the Tamid needs the doors open anyway. Tosfos has three answers. Maybe number one is you only have to be maktir the Ola first. You have to burn the Ola first, not shecht it. That's an interesting chiddush. Number two is maybe that's only Lechadchila, and this is even B'di'eved. And number three, what if you open the doors for the Karban Tamid and then the wind blew them closed? They got closed afterwards. Right, whatever the case may be. So anyway, that is the three answers Tosfos has for that halacha. There is an interesting discussion in the Minchas Chinuch. Does this apply to all karbanos? Does it apply to all karbanos? The Minchas Chinuch in Kuf Mem Aleph is metame on the Rambam that quotes it only by shlamim. Right, why would it only be by shlamim? Even if not, fascinating Nitziv. The Nitziv asks, why is this halacha taught to me by shlamim? The makar for that you have to have the Pesach of the doors open. So the Nitziv says, because the Shlamim is like the lightest, weakest carbon. So you might not take it as seriously as you do like the other Kachi Kachim. Shlamim is Kachi Kalim. Right, so that's why you might... So the Shlamim, the Heichal's got to be open. The Nitziv says on this Pasuk, right here in Vayikra. That's why Dafka is by Shlamim. And then Chaschinach has little Tzarech Ian, why the Rambam only quotes it by Shlamim and not by other Karbanos. Good, we continue. Says the Gemara, Vaha ki ksiv hahi b'mishkan ksiv. What do you mean? That's said by Mishkan, as we just said. Ella, Ashkan, Mikdash, Dikri, Mishkan, and Mishkan, Dikri, Mikdash. So we find each one refers to the other one. Bishlama, Mikdash, Dikri, Mishkan. We know where that is. Dikhsiv, and Asati, Mishkani, Besochachem. As it says in the, before the Tochacha, by the Brachas. So Hashem says, I will rest my Mishkan in you. I will, referring to the Beis HaMikdash. And it says Mishkan. Ela Mishkan, Dikri, Mikdash, Minala. And where do you see the Mishkan is referred to Mikdash? Ilema, Midachsiv. If you spy the Namasos. As it says, Venasu, Akahasim. No Se'a Mikdash, Vekimah, Se'a Mishkan, Adboam. They carried the Mikdash. So the Gemara says, no. Vahahu Baruksiv. That could be referring to the Aron. Right? That the B'nai Kos carried the Aron. Top Rashi. Val Shem Shehu Mikudash. Mishar HaMasaos Kari Mikdash. The Aron was called Mikdash. There's a lot of Hashkafa behind that too. That there's a, we know in Sefer HaMitzvos, there are two, there's a mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash V'Shachati B'Socham. There's a mitzvah to build the Mikdash. The Ramban, amazingly, counts two mitzvahs. Build the Mikdash, that's everything, and it's every mitzvah to build the Aron. So the Aron is like parallel. The Aron is his own idea. Okay, so that's not the source. So let's find another one. Elamehacha, Vasili Mikdash Veshachanti Besocham. The famous pasuk that Mikdash is referred to, is Mishkan is referred to as Mikdash. Period. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, Bein L'Rabban and Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda. So what did Rav say? Rav said you learn it from the door of the Heichal or Ulam. But ask the Gemara, Lilfu mi Pesach Shar HaChatzer. Why don't you learn it from the doorway of the whole chatzer of the Mishkan? What's this question about? There are a couple of days in the Rishonim, we're going to go with Rashi. Rashi says that we're switching now. The question now is about the width, not about the height. What was the minimum shear of width in the Mishnah? 10 amos. So ask the Gemara now, why would you, once you're learning it from doorways, so switch over to width, and you should allow even a wider doorway. Why? Dechsev, what was the doorway on the east side of the Chatzer? Let's see. Dechsev, Orach HaChatzer Mea Ba'ama, V'rachav Chamishim Ba'Chamishim. It was 50 by 50, and the long way going from east-west was 100 Amos. V'koma Chamesh Amos, it was 5 Amos tall. V'ksiv V'chamesh Esrei Amos Kla'im La'Kasev. And on the east side, there were curtains that took 15 Amos wide across. There were 15 on each side. So it's, if it's 50 altogether, and there's 15 on each side of the doorway, that only adds up to 30, that means the middle 20 amos were open. So the doorway was 20 amos wide. And it was 5 height by Baruch of Esrim. So therefore, and the you should be able to have a longer area. Right, not just 10 amos, as our Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, no. Pesach Shar HaChatzer Ikri, Pesach Stama Lo Ikri. That's called a Pesach Shar HaChatzer. You don't find that shear called Stam Pesach. And therefore, we don't learn it from there. What about the height? Why did the height is only 5 amos here. The answer is no, because you have a Pesach that is even higher. So you're allowed to have it higher if you find Pesach elsewhere. V'bayisema or kiksiv klaim chameshes re'ama la'kasev begova hu dechsev. Maybe when it says 15, it doesn't refer to the width and then the middle area is left. No, that's referring to the height. To the height? Gova v'ksiv v'koma chamesh amos. It says it's 5 amos high, not 15 amos high. Ha'hu misfas mizbeach ulamala. Rashi has 2 girsos, so we're going to stick with the girsa that we have. That's Rashi's 2nd girsa. No, 15 is 5 is how higher it is from the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is 10 amos high. So this is 5 amos higher than the Mizbeach. That's what it's referring to. Misfas Mizbeach ulamala. Period. Good. So now we get back. Rabbi Yehuda mipischo shel ulam gamar. Rabbi Yehuda learns it up from the Pesach of the ulam, which is 40 amos high. The Hatznan. The harachav may eser amos yimayv lapalik Rabbi Yehuda. But if he learns it out from there, so then the width is much wider if you learn it from the Pesach of the Ulam. So why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda argue even regarding the width? He argues regarding the height. Why doesn't he say a word regarding the width? Because remember, we have back on Amud Aleph, how wide was the Ulam? 20 amos wide, the doorway. Right? It was double the Heichal. So why doesn't he argue there? So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, so you're right. The Mishnah left it out, but he really does argue. In the Brisa, he argues, "Tanya v'harachav miyud amos yema'it." Rabbi Yehuda Omer eino tzarach lema'it. So Rabbi Yehuda does argue, but the Brisa fills in what the Mishnah left out. V'liflo b'mas nisan. So why did Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put the machlokas in the Mishnah? Palig begolav avoy the marachba. Okay, he brought one machlokas, and he means height and width. Says the Gemara for 1 minute. The Akadi Rabbi Yehuda Mepisal Shalom Gamar. Another question. He learns it from the Pesach of the Ulam. This is what the question that you asked before. The Otanya. Mavu Shugavo Amechavama Yema'ed Rabbi Yehuda Makshir Ad Mem Vinun Ama. 40 or 50 Amos. Fatoni Bar Kapara Ad Mea. 100 Amos. So Bishlam Bar Kapara Guzma. According to Bar Kamar who says 100, you can just say it's all exaggeration. Just say he means a lot more. Maybe he means there are 40. Maybe he says, well, he means 40, but he's just giving an exaggeration. Elo Rabbi Yehuda, my guzma. But going to Rabbi Yehuda, who says specifically 40, 50, sounds like it's literal. So what's the guzma? So bishlama, the Bach takes on the next 2 words, arba'im gomar mipischo shel ulam, ela nun minale. Find the 40. That's why that was our makar. But where do you get 50 from? So Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda now is arguing on Rav. Rav says the Machlokas and the Mishnah was based on learning it out from the Pesach. And the Machlokas is whether you learn it out from the Pesach of the Heichal or the Ulam. Amar Rav Chisda, Hamasnisa at Isei l'Rav. The following Brisa fooled and misled Rav. Detanya, because the Brisa says, the Tosefta, the first Tosefta in Erevin. Mava Yishugavo Amechav Ama Yoser Epischa Shal Heichal Yema'et. That's the Rabbanan. If it's 20, more than 20 amos, more than the Pesach of the Heichal, you have to lower it. Hu savar. So Rav thought, mi de Rabbanan mi pischo shel Heichal gamri, Rabbi Yehuda mi pischo shel Ulam gamar. If the Rabbanan learned it out from the Pesach of the Heichal, so Rabbi Yehuda must learn it out from the Pesach of the Ulam. Viloi, and really it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda mi pischo de Malkin gamar. Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from doorways of palaces. What's the doorway of a palace? It can be huge. Right, and therefore there's no limit. 40, 50, even more. He learns it out from a palace. Period. Let's do a little more, even though we're going to have to stop in the middle of the conversation. Let's do a little more. V'rabanan imi pisla shal heichal gamiri. Back to the Rabbanan. If both Rav Chisda and Rav agree that the Rabbanan learned after pisla shal heichal, liba'i delasos keheichal. Why don't you need a door? Like a heichal needs a door. Right? And don't just learn out the doorway, the height, but a door. Alamatza, why do we learn in the Mishnah that we just referred to before? Daf Yud Aleph. Heksher Mavir, the second parak starts in Daf Yud Zayin. Right? That's 16 blot, the first parak. But here, Yud Aleph, so why do we see later on Tanan? Heksher Mavui, Beishame Omrim Lechi Vekora, Beisila Omrim Lechi Okora. Either horizontal or vertical, according to Beisila. But you should need a door if the Makar is the door of the doorway of the Heichal. Gemara says no. Telasos heichal litznius ba'amahu davidin. Those weren't halachic doors. They were there litznius. They were there to keep private the avodos that were done bifnim. But lav dafka that was there so importantly that would be part of the definition of a door. Period. Stop there for a minute. We'll pick up with that tomorrow. I just want to add one more point. That is, the Gemara suggests that you should need a door. So where are there any other halachas that doorways might require doors? So we discussed this months ago, but there's an important shita of the Rambam, which generally we don't paskin like. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote against this Rambam, but some notes say Kalem or Shulchan Aruch say you should be choshish for the Rambam, and that is Hilchos Mezuzah. Hilchot Mezuzah, the Rambam quotes in the sixth paragraph of Hilchot Mezuzah, the 10 requirements, the 10 conditions for a bias to be chayav in Mezuzah Daraisa. The Rambam says if you're missing any one of them, puzzle for the Mezuzah. So the Rambam says it's gotta be 4 amos by 4 amos or more. It has to have 2 mezuzos, it has to have a mashkof, it has to have a roof, and it has to, has to be made for diras adam, it has to be diras kavod, it has to be diras keva, and the yellow dlasos. That's the Rambam Shita. There's no chiyuv d'oraisa to put a mezuzah on a doorway that does not have a door. And the Ravid says, I don't know what you're talking about. Sheyilo d'lasos lo nomar, el mishum heker tzir. There's a Gemara Menachas. That's the problem. The Gemara Menachas says that the Reish Galusa, I think it was, asked one of the Amoraim, can you please put a mezuzah up on my door? So the answer is, no. You got to put the doors up first. That's what it sounds like. So the Rambam learns that Gemara Kepshuto. You need a door. I don't want to violate Tasa of Lomina. Also, we're putting it up before the situation of the mitzvah is there. Got to put up the doorways. But all other Rishonim say that's not what it means. Right? Some Rishonim say that Rashi says, I think it means that the door frame was not in the door yet. So you're going to put the mezuzah onto the door frame and then put the door frame into the doorway. So that's a problem of Tasa of Lomina Asui. You're putting it on the door frame? Or Tosfos says, no, it was a type of Pesach that the two rooms on the opposite sides were exactly equal. They're exactly equal usage. So he didn't know which side of the doorway to put it on, the right or the left. So in that case, sometimes a door will help. Because what's called Heker Tzir, depending if it swings out, it swings in. Not that you need a door for the Chiyah Mezuzah, but in that situation you needed a door to know which side of the doorway to put the Mezuzah on. But the Rambam was that Gemara Kepshuto. The Shulchan Aruch says Beferish. Chiyah Mezuzah does not need a door against the Rambam. But some of the notes that Kalem say, maybe you shouldn't make a bracha. I think the Minhag Olam, I spoke to a Mezuzah expert and they told me that the Minhag Olam is to the choshish for that Rambam and not to make a bracha on a doorway without a Mezuzah. I don't know, I've seen Rabbanim and others that make a bracha for a doorway without a Mezuzah. So again, one should just ask their local posek. But either way, this is the Rambam, one area of halacha where a door is ma'akev, like the Gemara's suggestion here in the question. Either way, the Gemara answers and rejects it. Okay, we'll stop here. B'ezras Hashem, we'll get more into Suras HaPesach, B'ezras Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. As we continue, one daf of Erevin, Baruch Hashem, one by one.